1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The suspect in a school shooting in Denver yesterday has been found dead in Park County. The Jefferson County SWAT team was deployed after a car belonging to 17-year-old Austin Lyle was spotted near Bailey yesterday afternoon. The body found and a shelter-in-place lifted last night. Fox 31 says Lyle was under a safety plan because of past behavior and was to be patted down each day before entering school. The two who were shot were conducting that pat down. One is in serious condition after surgery, the other treated and released. Water watchers are keeping a close eye on the snowpack, warning of possible flooding once the melt begins. County Emergency Manager Scott Hawkins tells the Montrose Press the snowtell gauge at Columbine Pass on Tuesday was 262% of normal, with 41 inches of snow water equivalent on the Uncompahgre Plateau. He tells the press the county is preparing and working on a public education campaign. Governor Polis says Colorado needs more housing, and he's backing land use legislation to deal with the issue. Polis and Democratic lawmakers rolling out a bill to create a statewide minimum zoning code to incentivize more growth, drive down prices, and curb sprawl. The Denver Post says a second bill would prohibit cities from enacting growth caps that restrict development. Grand Junction fire investigators are looking into the cause of an apartment fire that killed three dogs. The fire near 28 and a half and Orchard yesterday afternoon around 12:20. Crews managed to keep it confined to one unit, two adults and three children displaced by the fire. Mesa County Public Health has a trail crew and they're gearing up for a busy season. They're working with municipalities and plan to build about 10 miles of trail this year. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.